Today we're looking at the South African bank sector, just to get our main thinking and views on the traditional large four banks. So on a macro front, we know that we're sitting at higher interest rates that increased quite quickly, and then there was also the high inflation. This, however, came down, and with the interest rates stabilizing and lower inflation, this does hold up a bit better for the consumer for now, but we've also seen the deterioration in credit quality across the banking industry, and this was mainly in the SA retail space. Our main views on the banks currently is we basically have a buy on all four of these large traditional banks, and the main two views on that is we do think the provisions that they have on their balance sheets for the impairments are at historic highs. And this provides somewhat of a buffer. So if it does play out that they need them, then they're already provided for. But if not, say, and they're over-provided, this is a potential upside, as that will have to be reversed then back to the income statement, and then provide some additional earnings growth on that front. And then also on the looking at the valuations, they're quite cheap at historic levels. So the pricing multiples, such as your price to earnings, they're sitting at historic lows. And also the dividend yield, if you are a dividend type of investor, they are also a bit hard to ignore, and trading at quite attractive yields at the moment. We therefore have a buy recommendation on the banks, as mentioned. Our current preference is First and Absa, but we do have also a buy on Standard Bank and Nedbank. The preference is mainly due to First and Absa being a bit more resilient on the net interest incomes. When I say resilient, so less sensitive to interest rates hikes. So the Nedbank and Standard Bank benefited in the rising interest hiking cycle, but if we turn now perhaps to a decrease in interest rate cycle, then we expect these to have a bit more resilient net interest income in that regard.